We're catching up with Alan Clayton, the CEO of GRV. It's been a very busy time, stressful time for our administrators, and Alan's been good enough to join us here on this Saturday morning to give us an update on how Greyhound Racing is handling this situation. Good morning to you, Alan. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth, and good to talk to you, and thanks for having me on.
Tough times, mate. We all know that, and I guess it's the unknown that scares the racing fans, but especially the participants. Do you know where Greyhound Racing is at the moment, going forward here? Can we expect a race as these weeks go on?
Look, Gareth, it is a fairly fluid situation. As things stand at the moment, we are continuing to race with our normal racing program, albeit that we have introduced substantial changes to our on-track, sort of practices. So we've got social distancing arrangements put in place, including at the moment only having one dog loaded into the boxes, the starting boxes, at a time. In fact, we could do two, but when you look at it on the TV, it makes it look like the trainers are actually standing next to each other, and we want to make sure that we're not giving an impression that we're breaching any social distancing policies. We're trying to change our camera angles so that that would allow us to do two dogs at a time. But look, the point is, at the moment, there will be further stage restrictions introduced by the government, both the federal government and the state government. And whilst we don't know what they're entailing, we just want to continue racing right across the state because we haven't had a reason yet not to. And remember, the dogs don't have, there's not a lot of people involved in the dogs, and we are able to basically run a skeleton starting on track, no public there.
Alan, like the other three codes, or the other two codes, do you think there will be regional plans implemented in the next couple of days?
Look, we continue to race right across the state with the social distancing. But if there was to be a requirement to look at geographic travel restrictions, then we would go to some sort of regional model. Now, I think the other codes are in the same boat. They're looking at regional models as well. And we have actually looked at a regional model, and we have actually made some changes to our computer system that if we needed to run a regional model, we could. Greyhound racing is a really interesting sport in that, a lot of our trainers and greyhounds are actually regionally, rurally based. So, we're, 11 of our 13 tracks, in fact, are outside of metropolitan Melbourne. And we have fairly big concentrations of trainers and dogs in certain spots across Victoria. So if we were to go to a regional model, and I say if we were to go to a regional model, then that would be based on some sort of, need to have geographic travel restrictions observed, then we would probably look at where the concentrations of dogs are the biggest and trainers are the biggest, and we'd also be picking sites that are more remote than Melbourne, where there's not, any COVID or very low numbers of COVID. And we would also probably have, instead of 96 dogs in a race meeting, we would probably have, less than that, maybe 50 or 60, and therefore have reduced racing and skeleton staff. So, look, it's in our back pocket if we need to do it.
And the other question I need to ask you, Alan, is that I've been looking at a little bit of social media, and also there was a bid, I think, to have racing at Healesville and set up base there. What happened with that? And were you close of setting up a situation where you had basically a lock-in or a lockdown with greyhounds and participants at that Healesville venue?
Yeah, look, because of the nature of greyhound racing being capable, it's dogs and trainers and, not that people intensive. We looked at a number of options from last Saturday morning, and basically we thought that if we could put in place a safe haven concept, we could potentially continue racing. So we explored a number of options, but we were only prepared to consider a model consistent with our animal welfare arrangements And we did develop a preferred solution. And remember, we were working from scratch on this. It took us a few days to get our thoughts together. But we did develop a preferred solution that would be open to all trainers to nominate their dogs, with very, very small fields of dogs being raced. We're aiming to try to race every day of the week, but look, or 6 days. But ultimately, we felt that we just couldn't satisfactorily resolve all of the public health requirements, and so we just didn't proceed. But we thought it was an opportunity for racing to continue in circumstances where it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher.
And that's the aim, isn't it, to, under these difficult circumstances, to tell the industry that I think you're working tirelessly around the clock for their best interests, and trying to, even if we go to stage three, making it a possibility that this sport can race on.
Look, in circumstances where, you know, other sports have shut, closed, and there's not a lot of betting options and recreational options for the public, you know, if we could have got as I said, we just couldn't develop it in the end, but if we could have got an option up, it did provide us with a real opportunity to basically potentially longer term, medium term, change the way greyhound racing is perceived, because you could find that we would draw into people looking at what we do from groups that previously never had any interest in greyhound racing. And that's why we thought that there was a sort of an opportunity. But, you know, when we look at these things, we have to do it within the animal welfare arrangements we've put in place, and we cannot anoint or favour anyone. We have to have open arrangements for people to be able to nominate the dogs.
Well, I know you've got great passion for this game, Alan, along with the chair, Peter Duncan. So we thank you for your time and that update here on RSN's Race Day Morning. And obviously it's a changing landscape, but we wish you the best of luck, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, look forward to catching up again, Gareth. It's really good if I can just provide an update every now and again. So I really appreciate the opportunity you provide.